Yeah, we're being recorded. Okay, so we saw a Gemara yesterday, but Ezra Hashem Yisborach, we're going to finish the Perek today, Mitzvah Hashem. We saw a discussion about when there's a disagreement between the two parties about whether they should be judged in a local Beis Din or somewhere else. Who gets the right to go either elsewhere or to insist that they stay local? We saw a discussion about it. So let's go to the second wide line. Because I was looking at the Gemara again, I think we may have accidentally missed out a line. Says the Gemara, Vahayavoma Hoileches Achar Hayavon. That's how we concluded yesterday. The Yavama is the one who needs, as it were, the services of the Yavam. He has to perform chalitza in order to free her up, and as long as he does not do so, she's going to be stuck. So she is the one, the ball is in his court. She is the one who has to go to him. Lahatiro. Ad kamo. To what extent? Omar of Ami Afilu Mitaveria Letzipoiri. If you look at Rashi says, Afilu mitzveria letzipori, afal pi she yeshivas tveria gedola mishal tzipori. Even though tveria is a larger place than tzipori, which we could therefore safely assume that there's the bigger, more prestigious Beis Din in tveria, doesn't matter. Haleich acharov letzipori, she nonetheless has to go to him. To his less prominent, albeit definitely competent, Beis Din in Tzipori. Why is that? Says the Gemara, Omar of Kahana, Maikra, V'koru loy zikne. Because this has to be ordained by the elders of Hiv city, we make a drasha, for loy zikne iro, and not, however, the elders of her city. So that we saw yesterday. Says the Gemara, Omar Ameimar. Hilchasa, what is the halacha? Now we've had a discussion. You remember yesterday we said the Gemara brought in the name of Rabbi Elazar that it makes sense that you should not have to be dragged elsewhere. Why should the Malveh now who lent money now have to pay for expenses to schlep off from Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim? And therefore it's his prerogative to insist that they remain local. Ameima, that was a statement in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Ameima seems to be disagreeing, says the Gemara. Omar Ameima, Hilchasa, Koifin, Oisoi, Veyelech, Lemokoim Havad. He can be forced to go to the Mokim of the Vad. Remember, the Mokim of the Vad is where there is a greater Beis Din. So he does not need to stay local. If one of the parties insists that they go elsewhere to a larger, a more prominent Beis Din, then that's his right to do so, says the Gemara. Didn't we say the opposite? V'ha'omar v'lozo question mark. How can you say the halacha is that he can insist that they're going to be dragged off elsewhere to the Mokim Avad? But didn't Rabbi Elazar say the opposite? That he can insist that they remain exactly where they are, Be'iroi. So we have a stira. Who wins this argument? Omale. So he said, no, Hani Mili. That's Hecha de Ka'omar Le Loive Lemalve. Avol Malve, Ovad Loive Le'ish Malve. What's the Gemara saying? When we have a disagreement between the Loive and the Malve, we had a discussion. Can they insist that the Beis Din that's going to adjudicate this case will be elsewhere, in a different town, or to the contrary? Can they insist that it happens locally? And the answer is there's no machlokes, actually. It depends on who is insisting. When the loiver says, I want to go elsewhere, remember we had the case yesterday where the Malveh is a very aggressive person. So the Loiveh wants to drag him to the big Bezdin in Yerushalayim. There's many Dayonim, and maybe this Malveh will be embarrassed, which is what he wants, because maybe he'll behave like a mensch then. So then, that's one case. The other case is to the contrary. So in that case, what do we say? That the Malveh, remember the Svara we said yesterday, why should the Malveh have to now, not only has he lent the Loiveh money, but now you're obligating him to pay travel expenses? No. He can insist, whether you like it or not, we're being judged locally. But what about the other way around? What happens when it's actually the Malveh who is insisting that they go elsewhere, not the Loiveh? Then, yes, he wins the day. In other words, the Malveh always wins the day. And that we have a pasuk that the Gemara quotes in Mishlei, Ovad Loiveh le'ish Malveh. The Loiveh is like an Evet. Remember, the Loiveh is the one who came groveling, borrowed money, and the Malveh, with his great benevolence, he's the one who lent him the money, and therefore he ultimately decides. So if the Loiveh says, I want to go elsewhere, and the Malveh says, I'm staying here, then they stay here. And if the Malveh says, no, I'm the one who wants to go elsewhere, then the Loiveh will have to be dragged along with him, because he is, as it were, the Eved to the Malveh. He is the Eved to the Malveh. Now, Rabbi Yisai, we read the last few lines of the Gemara. Sholchu lei lemar Ukva. They sent a message to Mar Ukva. Now listen to the title they gave him, absolutely fascinating. What did they call, how did they refer to Mar Ukva? Says the Gemara, Sholchu lei lemar Ukva, ledeziv lei, ziv is a light, a ray of light. They called him the ray of light, Kabar Bisya, like the son of Bisya. Now, who is the son of Bisya? Moshe Rabbeinu. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu had a ray of light coming from his face. So Mar Ukva was clearly considered so great that to some extent he's comparable to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's like the one who has light coming from his face, as in the son of Bisya. Now, before we continue the story, have a look. An absolutely fascinating Rashi. Have a look. A very long Rashi over here, but very interesting. Says Rashi, L'deziv lei kabar bisya. K'moisha. He's being referred, as it were, being compared to Moshe Rabbeinu. K'moisha shu ben bisya. L'misha makrin oir ponov. Just like the one whose face was shining, K'moisha Rabbeinu. Shegidlatoi Batyo, Basparei. And Bisya is the one who brought him up, even though obviously he's not a son of Bisya, but we consider as if he's a son of Bisya, because Bisya was the one who brought him up. That's the first pshat. Loshen Acher, that when it says Bisya, it doesn't mean Bisya as in the daughter of Parei, it's a Loshen of Bias. Kabar Beisei, like the one who was at home. K'moisha shehu ben bayis t'ksib b'kol beisi nemonhu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah praises him and says he is, as it were, like a ben bayis by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A ben bayis. He is, as it were, a local, very familiar, kavayachol, at home with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore the second interpretation is when it says in the Gemara, k'bar bisye, it doesn't mean basyo, rather loshon bisye, bayis. He's like in the bias of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And once again, a tremendous compliment. Again, it's a reference. It's clearly a comparison to Moshe Rabbeinu, but not like the first pshat that it's a comparison to Moshe Rabbeinu, as in he is the son of Bisya, but rather he's at home with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which has clearly come from the pasuk of Bekol Beisi Nemonhu. But then, miss out a couple of lines. Then he says a fascinating pshat. Says Rashi, Umotsosi b'sefer agoda. Rashi says, I found in Sefer Agoda, Shehoyo mar ukva bal tshuva. Mar Ukva was actually a Baal Tshuva. What was the story? Shenosan Einov Beisho Achas. His eyes were cast on a particular woman, meaning not his wife. Vehele Libo Tina. V'nofal b'choli. He became so. He became, as it were, so obsessed that he actually became ill. The Ashes Ishoisa. Problem was, she was a married woman, so she's absolutely forbidden to him. Liyomim, a few days later. Nitzrecha lil voice mimenu. All of a sudden, she now approaches Ma'ukva, who had his eyes on her anyway, and she now approaches him. She needed a loan. She found herself in hard times. She needed a loan. Umitoich doichka, and because of her extreme circumstances, meaning she was desperate to find favor in Ma'ukva's eyes, Nisratzis loy, she agreed to be over an Avera with him. But the Kovash Yitzroi, the great Ma'ukva was able to overcome his Yetzer, Upotra l'sholem, and just got rid of her and sent her on her way. And he overcame his tremendous Yetzer Hara. The Nisrape, and as a result of that, he became healed. Ukashahoya Yetze Lashuk, and from then onwards, whenever he went in the street, Hoyoneir Doilek, there was a candle which was a light, Baroshe on his head, Min HaShomayim. So he was Zeicha to be walking around with a tremendous light about him because he was able to be Kovish as Yetze, Va'al Shem Kach. And because of this story, that's why Korile Reb Nosson called him Sutzisa. Sutzisa is a spark, a light, the Masech de Shabbos. Ochanami lahochi kosve lahochi al shem ha'oir shahoya zireach olof. So either way, we have three different pshatim. Why was he praised so tremendously? Either he's like Moshe Rabbeinu, he's got a light coming from his face, or he's like Moshe Rabbeinu, he's as it were ben bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or because of this story, he was Kovish as Yates and he was Zeicha to the light. But either way, so what was the story? Back into the Gemara. So they sent a message to Ma'ukva Ledeziv Kebar Bissye, and they said, Shalim, which means Shalim. They sent him a letter. He opens up the letter, and the letter says as follows: Shalim, Ukvan Habavli, this is now the content of the letter. Ukvan, there is somebody called Ukva Habavli. Kibel Kadmona, who has been screaming in front of us. This is the letter that Ma'ukva is receiving. That Ukvan Habavli has been screaming in front of us, and he claims that he's had a big machloikas with his brother. Yirmiya Achi, my brother, Yirmiya Hevir Olayas Aderech, has sent me on my way. Rashi brings a couple of pshatim, but one of them is he's had a whole fallout. We've had a financial fallout with him. Hisi'uhu. Imruloi. Imruloi. So Rashi says Imruloi means on the second wide line there, Le Yirmiyahu, Le Hispayes Imoi. So we have given instruction to Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah, remember, is the one who's now fallen out with his brother Ukvan, lehispayis, to appease him, to try and ask Mechila. Then the letter continues and says, Hisi'uha v'yira b'foneinu b'teveria. We have forced him to come over here to Teveria. So the letter seems to be saying two contradictory things. On the one hand, there seems to be an instruction to Yirmiyah to now appease his brother for having fallen out with him. On the other hand, there seems to be an instruction to a demand, a summons to Beis Din. And this is the Gemara's Kasha. What's going on over here? Ha, Gufa Kasha. This whole letter is inherently difficult. What was the instruction of Beis Din? Omrat, on the one hand, you said, Imruloi. Appease him. Let's try and sort this out easily. Alma dainina dainuha atun. How do they translate that, Rabbi Yosef? Dainuha atun.
Evidently, you mean to tell Mar Okva, you adjudicate this case in Babylon.
Right. In Babel. And yet, then you said, Hisiuha v'yir aponeinu b'tavaria, which sounds like something else. It's not going to be judged with you. It's going to be brought alma shadruha hacha. Now it sounds like, no, actually, they've got to be judged over here. So what's going on? If they were sending this message to Mar Okva, why were they sending this message to Mar Okva? So it sounds like clearly they wanted him to take care of this case. And yet in the same telegram, what did it say? That he's going to come to Tveria to be judged. So what's going on? Is he going to be judged in Bovel with Mar Okva, or is he going to be judged over here? Says the Gemara, Elohi Kom. This is the way you have to resolve. This we have to understand. Imrule means Dainu Atun. Essentially, it means you sort it out over there with Bovel. But Tzayis, if he obeys and he listens to you. So then essentially you must sort this out. But V'iloi, but if not, then Hisiua V'yira Poneinu B'Tveria. Then if he fails to comply and he doesn't listen, then we have no choice but to tell him to come to Tveria and be judged there. Says the Gemara of Ashi, Omada, no. Rav Ashi says, I have a completely different interpretation. It's not either or. Rather, we're talking about Dine Knossos. We're talking about a case where the judgment was based on the halacha of a knas, a penalty. Uba bovel loy dainoi Dine Knossos. We've learned this early on in the Masechta, that in Bovel, for reasons we will not get into, they did not ever adjudicate cases of knas. So therefore, really, this could not take place in Bovel, and it had to take case in Tveria. So why, therefore, did they send him a message in the first place, indicating as if to say that we want you to take care of it, where in fact, he could not possibly have taken care of it because he was in Bovel? The fact that they sent this letter, could they lachloik kavoid l'mar ukva? How would they explain that, Rabbi Yosef? In what way are they according honor to Mar Okva?
No, it just says it was merely to accord respect to Mar Okva. That's the translation.
Yeah, do they have a footnote explaining what the honor was?
No, actually there isn't. There's no footnote.
So on the one hand, they were sending him, informing him of the story as if to say that he's going to be involved. But that really was just to be machabatim. But essentially, this had to take place in Tveria. Tveria is, of course, Eretz Yisrael. Bovel cannot judge cases of Knas. However, Tveria can. And with that, Rabbi Yisrael Baruch Hashem, we have finished the third perek. Be'ezus Hashem, we need to now begin the fourth. But as promised, before we do, we're going to go back. If you turn back to the Lamed Omed Aleph, Lamed Omed Aleph, this is where we began approximately 3 weeks ago, just over halfway down the Omed, Gomru Es HaDovah. Gomru Es HaDovah. We're going to now do a bit of Chazorah. Gomru Es HaDovah. As always, we're going to go fairly quickly. If it's too quickly, please stop me. Gomru Es HaDovah Hayu Machnise. So now we're going back. The Mishnah said that the Dayanim are about to now make a psak din. They've had the gemar, they've discussed it, they've had a psak din, and it says, machnisin oison. You now bring them back in. Now what's going on? What does that mean, you bring them back in? You can only say that you bring somebody back in if he was initially sent out. Otherwise, obviously, it doesn't make any sense to say you bring them back in. Says the Gemara Laman. Who is this referring to? What does that mean, you bring them back in? Who? Who must come back in? Ile melabale dinim. If you meant that bring in the Baalei Dinin, the two protagonists, Reuven and Shimon, so what's going on? Hossam Kaimi, they're standing right there. We never sent them out in the first place. So if we never sent them out in the first place, it doesn't make any sense to say bring them back in. They're there. Possum Kaimit, they're standing right there. They haven't moved an inch. Elo le'edim. It must be referring to the Edim. The Edim are now brought back in. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Kaman, Deloik Reb Nosson. And obviously does not fit in with Reb Nosson. What did Reb Nosson say? The Tanya, we have a brace that says, La'olam ein eduson mitztarefes ad sheyiru shneyan ke'echot. They've got to see the story together. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, no, afilu bezeh achazeh. Even if they're watching two different events, remember we discuss this at great length, and we'll see so in a minute. That's one halacha. Next halacha, ve'ein eduson miskayemes bebezdin ad sheyiru shneyan ke'echot. They've got to testify together. Not only must they have seen the story together, they also have to testify together. That's the Tanakama. But Reb Nosson Oimer, no, Shoymin Dvarav Shalzeh Hayoim. We have no problem. They do not need to testify together. We're quite happy to hear the testimony of one of them today. And when the other one comes tomorrow, we're listening to his testimony. They do not need to be together. So what does Reb Nosson clearly say? That the Edim do not need to be brought in together. So why is our Mishnah saying, bring them in? Why do they need to be brought in together? That does not seem to fit in with Reb Nosson, because Reb Nosson sees no requirement for the Edim to be together. They can testify one today, one tomorrow. Says the Gemara, La'olam le'bal Edim. It's nothing to do with Edim. When we said bring them back in, who's the them? The them is the Balei Din and the two protagonists. Now, why didn't we like that in the beginning? Because we said, excuse me, what do you mean bring them back in? They were never sent out in the first place. Says the Gemara, there is another opinion. For Rabbi Nechemya, the Tanya Rabbi Nechemya, Mekach, Hava, Min Hogon, Shal Nekiei, Hadas, Yerushalayim. This was the custom of the great Dayanim in Yerushalayim. Machnisim le Balei Dinim. They initially brought in the Balei Dinim, the Shemin Divrayim. Then you would send them out, and then you would discuss it, and only then would you bring them back in. Don't we have another braisa that says once they finish it, machnisen es ha'edim? So in this braisa, it clearly says that who you're bringing back in? The Edim, that is Ahid Deloik Reb Nosson. That cannot be possible Reb Nosson, because Reb Nosson says there is no need whatsoever for the Edim to appear together in the Beis Din. Says the Gemara Gufa, now let's re-examine this. We just said, La'olam ein mitztarefes ad sheyiru shneim ke'echod. They have to see the event, the same event together, Reb Shua ben Karcha, and no, afilu bezeh achazeh. But my commitment. What is this machloikas between the Tanakama and Reb Shua ben Karcha? What is it all about as to whether you do or don't have to see the story together? Says the Gemara can be explained in two ways. Ibois emakra, ibois emasvara. Ibois emasvara could be a logic. Amona de komasid hai, loy komasid hai. Umona de komasid hai, loy komasid hai. One opinion says, excuse me, how can they be testifying together in Beis Din if they're actually talking about two different stories? One says, I saw alone on Sunday. One so I said, I saw alone on Monday. So it's true. Altogether, the common denominator between your two Eidos is you both agree that there was alone and that Reuven owes Shimon money, but you're not even talking about the same story. So logic, L'chaira, would dictate that you cannot now combine. The other man, Dhamma, says, no. V'idach amona ba'alma. There is a general mona, the tetravayu komisadi. At the end of the day, I don't really care about the details. Was the loan on Sunday or Monday? There is a common denominator. They both agree that the mona was loaned. So if that's the case, that's how we could explain the machlekas. It's just purely based on logic, nothing to do with any pasuk. However, says the Gemara Navi, boyes emakro. Actually, this could be explained based on a pasuk. What does it say? It says, Vahu aid in the singular, oira or yod of Atanya. Mimash mashenema velo yokum aid. Ein yodea shu echod. Why does the Torah have to now specify matam aloma echod? Ze bono av. This is now the great limud. Kol mokim shenema aid. Wherever it says the word aid in the singular in the Torah, actually it means two. Harikan shnayim ad Unless the Torah clearly tells you that no, it's only one. So the assumption is, whenever the Torah writes the word aid, even in the singular, it actually means two, unless the Torah specifies aid echod. Okay, what's that got to do with us? Lemeima ad dechozi tarvayu kachad. If it says v'hu aid, so why does it say in the singular, if really you're telling me it means two? You're telling me that the general rule is wherever the Torah writes aid in the singular, it actually means in the plural. Well, why is it written in the singular? And the answer is to teach you this halacha. It's not a logic, it's a drosha from the pasuk, that even though they really are two separate aidim, but they're as if they are one. In what respect? That they have to see the same story. The idach, and the other one says, no. For who aid, oira, or yoda, mikol, mokai, it works in every single case. So it's a discussion how to learn the pasuk. Is the pasuk telling me that the two aidim have to be as one or not? Okay. So either way, we have a machloikas. Do they have to be testifying about the same story? It's either a machloikas based on logic or it's based on a pasuk. Then we have the next case. Now we have another discussion. The Reb Nosson Omer, no. Shemin Dvarav Shal Zeh, HaYoyim K'shav Chavei L'mocha. Shemin Dvarav, not only do they not have to say the same story, that's one shayla, they do not have to witness, do not have to testify together in the opinion of Reb Nosson. One can say today, one can say tomorrow. So again, we ask the question, what is the root of this machlekes? B'mai komiflegi, what are they discussing? Again, Ibois Emesvara, Ibois Emekra. You could explain this based on logic. Ibois Emesvara. Mar sova aid echod ki osi leshvua osi. Essentially, an aid echod's power, remember we said an aid echod cannot extract money, can only force somebody to make a shvua, but lemamoyin aloy osi. Therefore, if an aid comes today and another aid comes tomorrow, one and one is not two. Why is one and one not two? Because each aid on his own right cannot extract money. Because the power of an Eid Echad is only to be made Machayev Shvua. So if one comes today and another one comes tomorrow, I view them as independent and together they cannot extract money. What do you mean? Even when they do come together, they don't speak with one mouth. They're always separate. You combine them. So why can't I combine them if they come on two different days? Is Hochanami Litzarafino? I don't see any problem in combining them, says Reb Nosson, if one comes today and one comes tomorrow. That's how you could explain it in logic. Bottom line of the Gemara, the boy is a makra, or you could explain it's based on a pasuk. It says, Imlo Yagid Venosa Avoinoi, Udakula Alma Karabonon, the Pligi Oled Reb Shua Ben Korach. It could be that everybody agrees to the Rabbonon that we said before, not like Reb Shua Ben Korach, that they have to witness the same story. The question is, do you compare the witness to the actual giving of the testimony? Do we compare the Haggadah, the relating of the Eidos, to the seeing? Mar Soba Makshinon Haggadah Nariya. One opinion says yes, so we compare it, just like you've got to see the same story together, you've also got to relate it together. Umar Soba that no, Loi Makshinon, Loi Makshinon. We don't compare it, even though they've got to see the same story, but they do not need to relate it together. Okay, so both machleksim can be explained in two different ways, either based on logic or on a pasuk. Says the Gemara story. Rabbi Shimon be'Elyakim have a mishtakid oled Rabbi Yosi. He was looking for Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chananya le'mismecha, he wants to give him smicha, but v'loy komistaya milsa didn't work out for him, he couldn't track him down. Yom echad, on one day, have a Yosef Kamid Rabbi Yechanan. Amalahu miyeked deyada halacha k'Reb Shua ben Korach Eloi. Does anybody know whether we follow la halacha, the opinion of Reb Shua ben Korach? Remember, Reb Shua ben Korach says that they do not need to witness the same story. Amalei, this very Reb Shimon ben Eliakim says, yes, dein yada, I do know the din. Ah, very good. Nu amalei leima. So let us hear Ezei. Amalei lismechemar bereisha. So first give me smicha, somcha you did. Omalei bni emorli keitzad shamata. No, so let's hear now. You said, I'm desperate to know, what does the halacha follow? What have you heard on this subject? Amalei, kach shomati. I've heard, shemoida Reb Shua ben Korcha l'Reb Nosson. I heard that Reb Shua ben Korcha, who said that they do not need to say the same story, but he agreed to Reb Nosson that what? That they've got to, however, testify together. Oh, he was very disappointed. Amalezeh hitzrachti. Is that what I need you for? Is that what I was asking? Obviously, it's kavu chaima. Hashtu ma ikar iya b'hodi adodi. Omer Reb Shua ben Korcha loy boina. Hagoda mi boya. Hagoda mi boya. Remember, Reb Nosson said that you can have one aid today, one aid tomorrow. So what did this Reb Shimon ben Eliakim say? Well, Reb Shua ben Korcha, who says that they can testify about two different stories, agrees to Reb Nosson, they can testify at two different days. Well, obviously, if they don't even, they're not even required to be witnessing the same event, obviously it doesn't need to be on the same day. Uma ikar ri'ya b'hadi adadi, even with regard to the remainder ri'ya, Omer Reb Shua ben Korcha lo yibo'in on hagada mi boya. So I'm a bit regretful that I ever gave you smicha. I thought you're a great Talmud Chacham, and here you're telling me something which seems to be overwhelmingly obvious. I don't know what on earth is the Chiddush Bechlal. Rather disappointing. But it was too late. Omale hoil va'olisa le'teirate. Once I've put you up there, I've made you into a musmach, I cannot take you down. Omar of Zera, what do I see from over here? Shema mino, gavra rabba, a great person, given the samich samich. Once you've given him smicha, after that, there is no backtracking. Okay, so we'll hold it over here. Tomorrow we will see more about this, and we'll lead up to the Mishnah, and Bez Hashem towards the end of the parak.